RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Feels good to be back for 2 days. But either way, it feels good to be back. Dusty Likens with you. Mac Morey with you as well. YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, all of it right there.
We back.
That's right, baby. I'm excited, dude.
Pumped, baby. Let's go.
It's tough. No doubt. It's tough when you take a full week off, man. And, you know, it was nice. You know, good weather.
Oh, it's great.
Just a rod slap this morning.
Golly,
right in your face.
Whipping.
Here's 12, feels like 7 negative.
Dude, it's like Wyoming, Montana type wind out there. It is nuts.
I feel like Josh Allen would like to go back to Wyoming.
Woo, not a great ending for him.
No doubt. Don't forget Monday's football coverage is presented by Busey Bank, where they are focused on your success at Busey Bank. They've been building businesses and growing wealth since 1868. Learn more at buseybank.com. Hopefully everybody had a good holiday. Got New Year's Eve right around the corner. Got one more show this week, then we'll be off Wednesday through Friday, then everybody back on Monday. Bob will be back. We'll be here again, but we're here all day today and all day tomorrow.
Yep.
So a week off. Felt like forever, to be honest with you. It really did.
Like, dude, having it did.
Especially with everything that was like going on, like the stadium stuff. Did that happen when we were gone?
Yeah, it did. Okay. Right when we actually left, yes.
How many people I mean, that was my phone, by the way, that sound. It wasn't my ass.
Oh, okay.
I promise.
Sure.
A lot of Christmas guts, man. But no, I mean it was a long week off. Played golf 3 times.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. Monday, Tuesday, Saturday.
Let's
and
go.
It was just absolutely insane. Got up yesterday morning, 8 o'clock, you know, and then come back home. Holy smokes, yeah. Man. Was it just a complete looking outside, went from wearing a t-shirt and shorts to wearing a robe and pajama pants and house slippers.
Yep.
In a matter of 25 minutes. But luckily, you know, you had the whole slate yesterday, but I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday.
It was a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, dude, it was a weird Christmas. It was foggy and 65.
It was that way in Nashville, too.
So you were there. When did you get back?
I got back Saturday. I was going to leave Friday, but then I got back Saturday. And I played disc golf 3 times as well. So
Hell yeah,
I played that Friday, that Saturday, and then that Tuesday, and then that most recent Friday. So,
yeah
a lot of golf, good weather, friends, family. It was fun. Like you said, a lot of food.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of food.
Yeah.
Drinking, hanging, lounging.
Hanging out. I think you need to put that out there.
What? I don't know.
Yeah, dude. Chiefs game was on Christmas. I don't even know how you talk about that game, other than the fact that the Broncos are frauds.
Did you watch that game?
Yes, just because of Travis Kelce. Is that weird?
No, I don't think that's weird.
I thought we were going to see something special in that final drive.
No, that's it. I watched it the next day. I'll be honest, I think it was the... Okay, so this mic stand is just going to fall. Okay.
Welcome back, Monday.
Yep, sweet. Love that. We'll look into that later.
It's after hours. Mac Morey does like.
I think it's the first Chiefs game in, a long time that I did not watch almost any of live. I mean, I was just doing other stuff, hanging out with my friends and my family. And I was kind of scared. I went to the last 2 games in person. I was at the Chiefs game where Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL. And then I was at the game where we thought Gardner Minshew tore his ACL in Nashville for the Tennessee Titans. So I had been at the last 2 games.
He didn't tear his ACL?
I think that was the report that came out, right?
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Or he didn't?
He did not, what I had heard last. But I, again, haven't exactly been at the all of the...
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I didn't watch much of that game. But next morning, saw that, thought, Travis, that's cool. Last home game for him. What was it, 5 catches? That's great.
Yeah, I mean, it just...
Yeah, it sucks.
The fact that Denver was playing a bunch of backups and a team that has been depleted for the last 6 weeks and yet barely won. Again, division game, I get it. Dallas beat Washington by 7. Detroit looked like they gave up. Yep, and then the Chiefs... and then Broncos just... You figured, you know, it's not like the temperature was bad. The team they played was, and they took a, you know, last minute, you know, game winning drive basically in the fourth quarter to win that game.
Yep.
I worry about that Denver Bronco team.
Oh, for sure. I do not believe in them 1 minute.
It reminds me a lot of the Ravens teams in the day that have a subpar average quarterback and they have a very good defense. Yep. They say, hey man, you just have to score 17.
Yep. Steelers teams, hey,
they're
things
doing,
like that.
They're doing it. So credit to them. They're the AFC West champs. Good for them. But yesterday evening, it got good, right?
Like great.
The games during the day were fine. Only 2-3 o'clock games because of the fact there was, you know, two games on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. And then there was obviously Christmas Day with three games. Yep. The Giants-Raiders game was kind of funny because who wants the number one pick more? I think now the Raiders have an opportunity. Like they have like an 80% chance to land the number one overall pick. Who knows what they do? Probably your boy from Indiana.
God, which I hope so. As a Chiefs fan, absolutely.
Which as of right now, the Chiefs have the 9th pick, and I think only one team will take, maybe two teams will take a quarterback, I would think. I think the Jets probably take a quarterback, and then the Raiders take a quarterback. So really, you're picking 7th as of right now?
Yep.
If you take quarterback 7th. A lot of teams probably take an offensive lineman.
Probably at least one tackle, yep.
Saints aren't taking a quarterback. They got their guy.
They got their guy. Shuck, baby.
Suck for Shuck.
Suck for Shuck.
You know what I mean? He looks good. He looks good.
He does look good. No, they shouldn't go get someone yet.
And then...
You're right. So that's at least 3 picks.
Yeah. So you're picking like 5th,
and
6th.
The Chiefs, I mean, aren't going to get... You said 9. They're not going to get worse than 10 or 11. No. They're going to be in that 8 to 11 range. We kind of know where they're at this point.
From what I've seen, it's like 9 to 13.
Yeah, probably more like that.
And I don't know what the significant difference is between 9 and 13.
Well, I was looking... I mean, again, and I don't know a lot. Like, we'll get with Binkley, obviously, and Unisera, all those guys as the offseason continues here. But... The edge rushers that I saw, which would be my number one priority for the first round, wide receiver, maybe we could talk about Carnell Tate and all those sorts of things. But the edge rushers I saw, there's one that's in the top 10, then the rest, there's like a drop off, and it's really late teens till the end of the first round. So that could be a trade down situation for the Chiefs. Obviously, we'll get closer as we get kind of more knowledge on the draft and those prospects. But it is interesting just looking at some mocks here early on and kind of seeing, okay, how are they framing this draft out? If it's a lot of edge rushers near the end of the first round, I wouldn't be opposed to trading back.
Yeah, because my thing is like, is there a top 10 wide receiver in this draft?
Yeah. Carnell Tate, that would be it. Maybe.
Yeah. Be interesting. But no, I thought yesterday was interesting, especially in the 3 o'clock game, because the first big one was that Bills-Philadelphia game.
Yeah.
And that game was a slop pit. It was windy. It was rainy. And then it stopped raining. Then it rained again.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Allen is clearly beat up. Why is he going for 2 in that situation?
I would assume for that exact reason, because he's beat up. This is the closest we're going to get. Yep.
The play design was great. The guy was wide open.
It was
Josh Allen didn't make the throw.
Yeah. It was great.
So what I don't understand is, and you make a good point, that if he was hurt and you just want to get off the field and you feel like you're rolling, then end it now.
Which they had scored, it was 13 straight, right?
12 straight. 12 unanswered.
Yep.
Philadelphia went up 13-0, and then they didn't, Jalen Hurts completed like, what, 2 passes in the second half?
Don't believe he completed a pass in the second half.
Okay, that's good. That's a good stat. And then...
Second time that's happened this year.
Right.
They won both games.
Well, when you got...
Unreal.
When you have that defensive line that seems to do what the Chiefs do with their offense come December and January,
and
of a sudden their defensive line does the same thing, where all of a sudden we sit there and ask ourselves, like, oh, that's... Which, Jalen Carter, dirty, but...
Damn good.
It works for them.
Yep.
And their defensive line looked very good yesterday. Philadelphia looks like they're starting to kick into their gear. Nick Sirianni's got his evil swagger back where he's talking smack and then doesn't know which way to go to the locker room.
Totally
and his players
idiot.
Are rolling their eyes at their coach. And then you have their defensive line that all of a sudden it's like Tom Brady drops the line yesterday when Josh Allen's playing that game. He goes, well, if he has to be a drop back passer, this is going to look a lot like the Super Bowl. And boy, did it. Because James Cook, very, very good running back, leads the league in rushing. We heard that 15 times yesterday from Tom Brady, whose face looks frozen. Like, he looked more frozen than Joe Flacco did on the sidelines. And I think when you look at that game yesterday, the question I have is there a conversation to be had because you could say that Josh Allen was injured because the ankle or the leg, something's clearly not right. He wasn't running.
Nope.
He wasn't doing anything of Josh Allen heroics. And it wasn't Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. It was the Philadelphia Eagles that went into Buffalo and won that game in what normally Buffalo would consider perfect conditions for them. This is what it's like to play at Oracle. Not Oracle, but whatever their place
is. High Point? Highmark?
Highmark Stadium.
Yeah.
And when you go into there, that's their advantage. This is our environment. That's like when Miami came to the Chiefs, you know, Arrowhead, and it was negative 10 degrees outside. Yep. Welcome to our home field advantage, exactly. Which is the freezing outdoor cold. And Philadelphia was the better team. And then they get the ball, and they almost try to score. They try to go for two, and they don't get it, and the Bills lose that game. Now they're looking at what, maybe the third seed?
Yeah, I think so.
Because we've got a bunch of scenarios coming up, because Sunday
for
with
Buffalo,
everything.
No. They're going to lose that division.
That's right. The Patriots are going to win that division. Yeah, so they're going to be like the sixth seed in the playoffs.
Fifth or sixth seed, yep.
So
probably the fifth.
With the NFL scriptwriters, what they have, according to Bleacher Report, Niners, Seahawks, winner gets the one seed in the NFC. Mm-hmm. Loser drops to number five or six seed. Broncos, Patriots, Jags are now in a race for the one seed in the AFC. Panthers, Bucks, the winner gets the four seed. Ravens, Steelers, winner gets the four seed.
Sunday night, Saturday, okay. It's a couple games with some juice. The rest are, it's lacking, but there's three games that are going to be awesome. Playoff.
Make the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game, winner keeps their job.
Yeah, there we go. Tomlin or Harbaugh.
Why wouldn't you do that?
I love it.
You win this game, you keep the team.
Yep.
You lose this game, you're out.
You're out.
I don't think it's that much of an overreaction.
No, I don't either. And honestly, who has more? Here's what I'll ask you, though. Who has more excuse to be in this situation this season? Tomlin or Harbaugh?
Harbaugh.
I agree.
Has Tomlin's quarterback missed any time?
No. I know TJ Watt's out, and that's their best player, but...
And, I mean, they lost to the Browns, which is embarrassing.
It is.
Especially when Shador didn't really play that great.
Also, like, Aaron Rodgers, like, throwing it in the dirt within 2 seconds so many times to avoid getting sacked because he doesn't want Myles Garrett to get the sack record. I was like, all right, so what's the point? Are you trying to win?
Like, well, what is it that Myles Garrett said after the game that they were more worried about his sack record than winning the game? That's why they lost?
Yeah.
And then he just throws the MVS three times to win the game. How'd that work out for you? Not great. Not great. But yeah, that is next week in slate. Niners, Seahawks, winner gets the one seed in the NFC. Loser drops to the five seed or the six seed. Broncos, Pats, Jags, all in race for the one seed in the AFC. Panthers, Bucks, winner. They get the four seed and they win the South. And Ravens, Steelers, winner gets the four seed and they win the North. All that is set up.
If the Bucks win, it's an 8-win division right there. 8-win division team.
You said shout out to the Knicks players?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Knicks players, man. They won the in-season tournament. They all got $500,000+. With that...
They got the Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson thumb.
Yeah. they gave a lot of that money to staff and different Knicks, supporting staff members. So not even just like trainers, but people, you know, mopping the floors, cleaning the bathrooms, help them out. I thought that was really cool. Christmas bonus.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
There you go. Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty, a.k.a. After Hours with Dusty Likens and Mac Morey here on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up, we talk a little bit about 17 and Buffalo and play.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Plus, the year that it has been for coaching, that's what this year to me has been this year in the NFL. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.